Yeah, some funky jazz.
Some weird stuff at the top of the hour.
Yeah, it's 9:02 a.m. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. That's 90.5 on your dial, or WMUC.umd.edu in your browser. Yeah, I just want to issue a note of heartfelt gratitude and sympathy for those listening in, perhaps in your office, with other people around who just got to listen to that cover of Live and Let Die before 9 a.m.
Explain yourself.
Funky jazz. I'm going to regroup. I'm going to play a quick PSA for the second hour of today's show, and then we will be back with some calmer covers. We're gonna ease y'all into the second hour.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
All right, we are kicking off the second hour of today's show with, I think this is the first original cut and dry that I've ever played.
No, I messed up.
It's a great original, though, so I'm you know, using my executive power to play it because I love this original, and I don't think people know it's the original. So there's something interesting there. This is my late April Fool's joke. April Fool's, this is an original. Glen Campbell's 1977 cover of Southern Nights is definitely more popular. You've definitely heard it. It's a great cover, to the point that people don't know that it was actually released and written by Alan Toussaint originally.
And I'm people.
People are people. This is a big reveal. It was recorded as the part of the 1975 concept album of the same name. Really fun, great New Orleans funk. He's one of my favorite composers ever. He's fantastic. He's done, like, amazing arrangement work and production for literally everyone. So we're going to let it slide. Following that, I have another classic cover. Linda Ronstadt's version of Desperado was released the same year, shortly after the Eagles' original in 1973. And then we are going to jump forward to 2017 with a really wonderful version of This Land Is Your Land. The original was written in 1940 by Woody Guthrie. This is Chicano Batman's version, which was released as a single. I love this version. I had to find this out the hard. Do you know why this was released?
Tell me why.
It was released as part of a Johnny Walker ad campaign.
Huh.
In 2017, in 2016, Johnny Walker, like, aired an ad that was just a spoken word version of This Land Is Your Land, celebrating, quote, the cultural diversity of America. So, not to get too political on the show, but we used to have woke Johnny Walker.
Wow.
But it's a great cover. I think it stands on its own, and I think that Chicano Batman brings their own sort of artistic integrity for it, but it is kind of crazy to find out that it was made as part of a bourbon ad campaign.
Wow.
Jake, do you have any thoughts on these next three songs?
they're lovely songs. I think This Land Is Your Land is one of the most important political songs ever, and probably one of the few that is actually sung by children without necessarily realizing that it's a political song.
Because they cut out the private property verse.
Right, like, exactly.
But
I almost played the Pete Seeger version he goes off about my
beloved Pete Seeger.
About the songs, or the lyrics that didn't make it in to the school songbooks. But this version has a great verse in Spanish that is absolutely devastating and only becomes more and more so as things get
worse.
Darker?
Worse. We can say things get worse.
We can say that
worse
on the radio. Yeah, right.
You know. This is Alan Toussaint's original version of Southern Nights.
Thank you.
That was Chicano Batman's cover of This Land Is Your Land from 2017. I'm Emma. I'm here with Jake, who is here with some insider intel about Linda Ronstadt's cover of Desperado.
Yeah, shout out Dad, shout out the fam. Thanks for listening. From Florida or New York, New Jersey, wherever you may be, Maryland. This is very reputable information. Can information be reputable? It doesn't matter. Yeah. The source is. My dad says, Don Henley says that their version is better, that Linda Ronstadt's version is better than the Eagles' version. She performed it live at the Troubadour before the original was released on the album, or the Eagles performed it live themselves. Which, is that kind of rude? To debut somebody else's song live before they release it or play it live?
I don't know. It's something that I think you see a lot of the artists that were all sort of running in the same circles will do that. It's like, true. Especially in the 70s, you'll see that happen where it's like, oh, I guess technically this is the original, but not really because, you know, Don Henley had to play it for her first, for her to then play it on stage.
It's true.
I think there was maybe a more, I don't want to romanticize it and say it was egalitarian or anything, but more of a communal sort of song sharing, you know.
Yeah. This is the 70s.
Yeah, it was the 70s.
I love that song, that version especially. I love how patient it is and how much it builds. Fun fact is that I have actually been in Linda Ronstadt's house at the Family Jam. They have a Ronstadt Family Jam once monthly. And I kind of every summer spend some time with her nephews in Maryland at a wonderful traditional arts nonprofit called Common Ground on the Hill. And we hang and make music and, you know, talk just a little bit about Linda. It's pretty fun.
Okay, that's a crazy flex. And with that, we are going to move into
three songs that have a theme. There's a theme here.
Jake Fine is a little bit of a mastermind with his playlist structuring. I appreciate it, because I think I'm also as type A when I'm structuring the playlists for this show. This is the Beatles segment, kind of. There's more Beatles coming. But we are going to kick off with the Flaming Lips. They're back. We heard a cover of them. Now they're doing a cover. They released their collaborative Sgt. Pepper's cover album with a little help from my friends in 2014. Fantagram, Juliana Barwick, and Space Face all feature on this version of She's Leaving Home from 1967. This was my high school sweet mate's morning alarm, so I cannot hear the little harp without being like, oh, it's time to get up. Following that, Austin Weber bringing us a demo of the most romantic song written with and about Bob Dylan. 1970s I'd Have You Anytime was released on George Harrison's triple album All Things Must Pass. He did co-write it with Bob Dylan. It is about Bob Dylan, presumably, at least somewhat. There's a bunch of songs in that album that are like romantic and also Bob Dylan's the subject in some way. This was included on the quinquennial version of Weber's 2024 album Love Songs for No One. And then following that, maybe my favorite cover of all time, which feels like a really big thing to say as someone who's been doing this for almost 2 years. Donny Hathaway's live version of Jealous Guy was released on his 1972 live album. The original was from a year prior, 1971. Jake, talk Beatles with the audience.
I love the Beatles. I was born and raised on the Beatles. I had a Beatles-themed bar mitzvah.
to me, that is a bigger flex than hanging with Linda Ronstadt's nephews.
I mean, as it should be. It was a great bar mitzvah. Happy Passover.
Yeah.
And, I love these three covers. I love how different each of the songwriters is. from the original Beatles group, and I love how different these three covers are.
All right, we're going to start with She's Leaving Home.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief.
Let me in you.
Amazing cover. Donny Hathaway's version of Jealous Guy live off of his 1972 live album.
Live at the Bitter End.
Yes.
I've played there.
Really?
It's a special room.
Okay. Flex. Flex. Just mountains of flexing.
We're in hour two. We get to flex a little more now.
Yeah. Jake Fine, everyone. Guest hosting Cover to Cover today. And bringing us next an elusive former Bandcamp pull that you can find on SoundCloud now. This is Phoebe Bridgers and Maggie Rogers' cover of Iris from 2020. Iris originally from 1998,
wow.
I believe. And Jake knows more about this one than I do. We're going to follow that with Frank Ocean's cover of Moon River, which was released as a single in 2018. The track was originally written and recorded for the soundtrack of the 1961 film Breakfast at Tiffany's, recorded originally by Audrey Hepburn. Great original, fantastic cover. Jake, tell us more about Iris and Moon River.
Iris is a gorgeous song by the Goo Goo Dolls. Actually, I think, so something Emma was saying while we were listening is that Jealous Guy, you know, it's so much easier to feel empathy for the singer when you listen to Donny Hathaway's version. And I kind of feel the same way about this cover of Iris. And then this version of Moon River is just really special and different and takes a really classic American standard to new places, with still so much yearning, you know, stoop, or I guess fire escape yearning, but with very modern flair.
I think it has the same earnestness. I think that's the through line between the movie version that you initially, you know, not the Harry Mancini cha-cha version, but, you know, there's earnestness in both, and there's earnestness in Iris, too.
Agree.
So, we're gonna listen to that. Insane album art, by the way.
Yeah.
Just have to say that.
I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. Closest to heaven I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home right now. All I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. The world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. You can't fight the tears that ain't coming. Truth in your lies, when everything don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
That was Frank Ocean's version of Moon River, released as a single in 2018. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park, 90.5 on your dial, or wmuc.umd.edu on your browser. Up next, we have, I think this was the debut single for the 2024 tribute album, Everyone's Getting Involved. Tribute to Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense. This is Paramore's version of Burning Down the House. Burning Down the House was first released on Talking Heads' 1983 album Speaking in Tongues. Amazing, amazing album. We're going to jump to 2020 with Leanne LaHalvas and her cover of Radiohead's track Weird Fishes, originally released on 2007's In Rainbows. And then following that, I pushed to keep the song on there because not only is it a great cover, but it is perhaps the best album art on today's show. Thelonious Monk and his cover of I'm Confessing That I Love You from 1965's Solo Monk. It's great jazz. The song was initially written with different lyrics and recorded in 1929 by Fats Waller. I'm Confessing That I Love You's lyrics were first recorded in 1930 by Louis Armstrong. Just bangers all around. Jake?
Yeah. You probably don't want to hear Thelonious Monk sing, but you definitely want to hear Hayley Williams of Paramore and Leanne LaHalvas. So, I'm not going to talk too much.
Let's make another mark for insulting artists today.
Insulting artists,
yeah. Thelonious Monk joins the ranks of the Grateful Dead and Willie Nelson and architecture in Helsinki. And probably Bob Dylan,
yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Screw that
guy. Bob Dylan always feels perpetually insulted anyway, even if he's not actually being insulted.
Yeah. Victim complex. Someone without a victim complex. Paramore, Hayley Williams, Burning Down the House.
picked over by the worms and weird fishes. Weird fishes. Weird fishes.
Thank you.
That was Thelonious Monk's version of I'm Confessing That I Loved You. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover and our exceptional curated show by Mr. Jake Fine. We had to make some gnarly cut. I almost broke FCC rules. We had to make some gnarly cuts for the end of the show to fit everything in. But good stuff.
Means and we'll have to have a part two.
Volume two. Jake's favorite covers, volume two. I would be thrilled. Your next spring break.
It's just like me to try to make 2 hours of my favorite covers and actually just collect 4 hours of my favorite covers.
Well, with talking, you know.
Yeah.
But some more contemporary jazz for you. This is Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band's cover of the traditional folk song Shenandoah. This was released in 2014 on Landmarks. And then we're going to close out with an excellent closing song choice. Great live cover, Bob Dylan cover. We're back. The band and everyone else involved in their final concert performance with The Last Waltz in 1978 concluded with this version of I Shall Be Released. This is why I think it counts, because while the I Shall Be Released was first released, you know, Bob Dylan's participation was first precipitated by their 1968 release on songs from Big Pink. Technically, that was not the first official release. It was released like 2 months earlier by English musician Boz Burrell, who I've never heard of and awesome. Have not heard his version of. Jake, you have any parting words?
One of the greatest concert performances ever, greatest concert documentaries or films ever. It's a Thanksgiving tradition, and the lineup, I wish I could read it to you now. The lineup is like We Are the World type, you know, credits list for this recording. And it's pretty phenomenal. Thank you so much, Emma, for having me on your show today.
Thank you for driving down ridiculously early to be on the show.
Happy to do it.
This is Shenandoah.
We got Ringo and Ronnie Wood are going to help us out on this one, too.
They say everything can be replaced. But this